on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania. Helen Shield, keeping you entertained and informed.
It was Sophie on the East Coast who put photos up in the Fungi Tasmania group online, wondering if they were large truffles she'd found. To me, they looked a bit like freshly dug up white sweet potatoes, only more gilled than starchy in the middle. Now, Dr. Rich Robinson has had a look. He's a retired fungal ecologist. Hello, Rich. How do you describe what you see in the photo?
It does look like a truffle, very much like a truffle. And in actual fact, when they were first discovered by the early colonial inhabitants, they were referred to as truffles too.
Is that right?
Yep.
But what are they really?
It's called native bread. And it's actually a wood rot fungus. And they produce these bread-like organs in the ground called sclerotia. And after bushfires, the mushrooms actually grow out of that sclerotia.
Just after fires?
After fires, yep. And a lot of the early farmers used to find them in paddocks because when they cleared the paddocks for farms, they were ploughing up the paddocks and they dig up these underground sclerotia quite often.
Is much known about them being part of the diet of Aboriginal Tasmanians?
And actually, the first record of them being recorded in Hobart was a farmer in Argyle Street, of all places. And he dug one up, and they described it as a large root of a fungal nature. And there were a couple of Aboriginals close by, and they saw it, and they referred to it as Bringali, which they interpreted as being a fungus root. Yeah, and they've actually got lots of early records of the Aboriginals actually looking for them and using them as a food source.
Have you tried them?
I have. Not in Tasmania, but in Western Australia. They're very common in Western Australia, not so common here. They're pretty bland.
Can I make the disclaimer? I reckon if you've got anything less than a PhD in mycology, this is what I always say, please do not eat any wild mushrooms.
Yeah, no, I don't normally discuss edibility of fungi, but this one's a bit different because it's got a lot of history associated with it, and it was a native food source.
How big can they get?
Huge. The one in the on the Facebook page is quite small, actually, about as big as a large potato, I suppose, but they can grow up to 25 kilos. Normally they're about the size of, say, a football. Is it quite an old one? Mm-hmm. But as they get bigger and bigger, they sort of they go more from being spherical to a flatter shape, and they're quite large, and they have quite big mushrooms coming out of them, mushrooms up to 30 centimetres in diameter. And the bigger they are, the more mushrooms they have coming out of them.
So they need some fire to grow in the root. Is that on any particular tree?
Yeah, normally associated with eucalypts. And
there's a few of those around.
Yeah, but mainly probably more like Eucalyptus regnans or obliqua in the wetter areas. So it's a bit unusual, I think, to find them on the East Coast. But they do find them in other places, in drier places around Australia, but it's mainly restricted to the southeast and the eucalypt forests.
Trips has texted saying, oh, yeah, they look like it is a native bread. They look like a dried to burnt potato, white to cream inside. If you cut it in half, it looks like it's packed rice inside.
Exactly what it looks like, yeah, and it tastes just as bland as boiled rice too.
It's all about what you add to it, a bit of butter and honey and you're away.
Yeah, when I tried it, I just fried it with butter and it just tasted quite bland.
Butter makes everything taste better.
Yeah, it does.
So you haven't heard a lot about them being in Tasmania, more a West Australian thing?
They're very common in Western Australia and they're quite common in Victoria and New South Wales as well. But there's lots of records, early records from them in Tasmania, but not a lot of sort of recent records of them.
Right. Hey, look, if you can update those recent records, if you have a story about this native bread growing where you are, please do get in on this conversation. You can call or text, whichever works better for you. If you'd like to call 1-300-222-936. And as always, don't eat wild mushrooms if you have anything less than a PhD in mycology. What's their Latin name?
Lacocephalum mylitae.
What does that mean?
I think it means shiny head, lacocephalum. And mylitae, I don't really know what the Latin connotations are there. And I haven't been able to find out what it is either. I've sort of researched it, but I've never been able to find out what the mylitae means. But originally it was described by the sclerotia. They didn't even know that there was a mushroom associated with it when they first found it. And it was described as Mylitae australis. So it was the sort of the genus name started off as Mylitae. And later on, and that was about 1839, I think it was described. And later on in the 1880s, there was a guy in South Australia, and they found it in associated with railway sleepers in South Australia. So,
what?
Yeah, just rotted railway sleepers. Because it is a wood rot fungus, a wood decay fungus. And also found it in New Zealand associated with railway sleepers as well.
Would that have something to do with the steam trains providing enough heat for the fire effect? Or
no,
how?
No. No, no. They were fruit with disturbance. So if you cut them, they were fruit.
Right.
But it's due to, but in the natural environment, fire is the main trigger. There's no other way underground that they would get disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if it got dug up by an animal or a bit of soil movement, they might fruit. But generally it's fire. Mm. They're stimulated to fruit after fire. And very quickly as well, within days.
As a fungal ecologist, are you the envy of the nation to live in Tasmania? Is it pretty rich pickings here?
Yeah, pretty good fungi in Tasmania. It's regarded as the fungal hotspot of Australia, but most southern Australia and even in the tropics, very rich in fungi. Like in Western Australia, we've regarded as a dry environment, but there are probably just as many fungi in Western Australia as there are in Tasmania. That's a little bit different.
What have you made of the rise in popularity in recent years?
Yeah, it's a bit of a surprise. It's, because for years and years we've never really had much interest in mycology, and it's one of those subjects, I suppose, that was done early in the 18th and early 19th, or early 1800s and to the early 1900s, and then forgotten about for many years. And while I was working, there's probably only four professional mycologists in Australia. And now, as far as I know, there's only two. So there's not a lot of interest sort of academically, but right, there's a lot of interest in communities.
I wonder if the community interest will spawn, no pun intended, a few more mycologists.
Well, we can only hope, yeah, can't we?
Was that Dr. Yeah. Genevieve Gates?
Yeah, Genevieve's the main mycologist here in Tassie. And so I was sort of her counterpart in Western Australia for many years, I suppose.
Yeah. Did you retire to Tasmania?
No, I'm a Tasmanian.
Right.
But I've just went away to work, and I was away for 25 years or so. I went away and did my PhD in Canada and then worked in Western Australia with the Parks and Wildlife in WA.
Just checking that you hadn't retired to Tasmania for the fungi, because that would be a proper level of commitment.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's nice to be able to go out and look for fungi. And here it's in Western Australia. Because of the climate, you've only got 3 or 4 months of the year where you can go looking for it. Here, you can look all year round, and it's very opportunistic.
Have you seen the ghost fungi, ghost fungus?
Yeah, it's very common here. Yeah, it's quite an intriguing thing.
I haven't caught that one yet.
Yeah, that gets the popularity stakes on the Facebook page.
It really does. I see all these exotic pictures of it. Now, is it one of those things where it's exciting to see in person, or do you need to have a really fancy camera to capture it, and then it's an exciting picture?
Yeah, well, I think it's a pretty cool fungus, but it's fairly plain and white in real life.
Uh-huh.
But and even at dark at night time, it glows, but you don't see it the same as you do in a photo. Yeah.
No,
photos are very cool.
It's a bit like Aurora hunting.
It is.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Dr. Rich Robinson is a retired fungal ecologist with you on Your Afternoon on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania.